All right. Hi, this is day 7 of the I Frankenstein challenge and day 7 of talking about It's an Honor. Okay, so start first with the movie. I watched it a little bit, so I ended up having to do kind of a half and half watch. So I watched the first half in the morning. I had to go to a thing for work, so I couldn't cram it in much enough in the morning to finish it. So I watched the first half about not quite up to the go home doctor scene, but just a little bit before. It's about maybe about 40 minutes in. And then before I went to bed, I watched the last 40 minutes. Upon the next rewatch, it's just going by so fast. It's like it's a half hour sitcom episode. Once you get kind of the bare bones plot, there's nothing really to it. Once you think about it for 2 seconds, the plot's non-existent. So basically, the main character I'm seeing has no real, the story couldn't happen without him, but at the same time, he's not, I guess the story would, only, I don't know. It doesn't really need him, yet it does. But yet, the other characters aren't necessary. It's so barely holding together that I think, it's so coincidental constantly that I guess that's why the story barely works as it is. Things only happen for strong coincidences. Basically, the whole movie is based around finding Dr. Frankenstein's journal somewhere. They find it on him, on the monster, at the very beginning, and then the gargoyles keep it for 200 years in their little thing. And the demons want to find the monster, but then they find the book, and they're not anywhere near as excited as you think they would be. They're all like, oh, cool, it's the book. I mean, they're excited in the fact that they're, killing people for it, but I don't know. They need something to help them reanimate all of their corpses. However, I don't know. I feel like they didn't try anything first, and they're really pinning all their hopes on something. So it ends up that the doctor just used electric eels, and he just used a lot of electric eels, 6 electric eels, and he just, shot the corpse with a bunch of electricity, and that was it. So I don't know why in 200 years people weren't trying that. I don't know what they thought they were doing, because that's what the electrophysiologist was doing. I don't know. I think in the end, I don't know how there's any way that the 200-year-old technology was any different than, or any, like, it wasn't, couldn't have been better than now. I mean, I feel like the doctor was getting there, and she, I don't know how, she just was like, oh, cool, yeah, I'll shock him on, 3,000 volts, and donezo. I'm sure she tried that, so I don't know. Maybe the journal had a lot more explanation, and, it was and you hit the liver with this, and you do this with the kidneys, and the heart needs this. I mean, maybe. I mean, it was a long journal, and she read it, and she said she could replicate it, but, the demons look at it for, 2 seconds, and they're like, cool, we're finished, and they get her at the end to start reanimating all the demons. She's had 4 seconds to be in this lab to do it, so I'm not sure. They kidnap her, throw her in the lab, and they're like, and reanimate all the corpses, and she's like, okay, and then, well, okay, yeah, well, she does it, immediately. I mean, there's no more than, an hour goes by, so I don't know. Either it was not as hard as it looked, or she's so smart, I don't know. The plot barely holds together. I am getting more sympathetic for this poor Frankenstein's monster character every single time. I feel bad for him. Everyone's mad at him. He seems so sad and lonely. And all he does, everyone's yelling at him. They're like, oh, you're so lonely. You're so mean and mad all the time. I'm like, yeah, well, you're mean to him. And I don't know, everyone's so mean to him. So, yeah, I don't know. The movie kind of ends with him being alone. So it wasn't very nice. So basically, seventh watch, I'm seeing this plot is hardly holding itself together. And I'm feeling bad for poor Frankenstein. Alright, so that was a week of watching it. And I'm feeling like now I got the movie down. There's always things I miss. Like, I guess my attention span is not as strong as I would like to think it is. Because every time I watch, I'm like, oh, that was a cool shot. I don't remember seeing that last time. It could be that these shots are cool, but unremarkable at the same time. Like, they're not blowing my mind, but they're, like, they're neat. So maybe I see them, but I'm not remembering them. Like, they're not, like, I don't even know if I could tell you the whole movie front to back, because there's a lot of fight scenes that kind of blur together. So, like, I got the major scenes, but the fight scenes are all just a mush, because they're all kind of similar. It's all Frankenstein versus a demon, or Frankenstein versus a gargoyle, but all the gargoyles look the same, all the demons look the same, and so it's, like, it's impossible. Like, I'm still trying to figure out a couple people, like, who they are in their monster form. Because I'm going by the outfit they're wearing, and even then, I'm not even quite sure if I'm right. So, a little hard to remember. So that's how where I'm at right now. Alright, so for the book, I did the shooting scene, and I did the, as I was saying, kind of shoot it a month ahead. So I did a little bit of research. The finding the research was tricky. It's hard to find, like, exactly how long someone would be in the hospital, and then kind of the injuries. There was a site that had, like, someone was doing something similar, like they were writing a book, so they needed information. So people were giving them a lot of scenarios, and that should be helpful when I get a little bit farther in. So I had, he went up, he won the award, he went up, he was on the podium, he was saying his speech, he was a little too nervous to say the speech written for him, so he kind of improvises it. I think I already talked about this, that it was the Tom Hanks speech. So he's writing the speech, says the speech, gets shot. So, and then I have Hugo gets up, like he's getting, being loud, and then gets up and shoots him. I think I said that already. So I think I already did all these things. So, he's shot, he's on the ground, and then so people are trying to help him. So I didn't spend a lot of time on it because it's the first person, he wouldn't, you know, be super cognizant of what happened. So kind of ended that and then started the next scene. It's about a month later. And I'm kind of structuring it with the stages of grief. I felt that was a way to add some structure to the story. So it's going to start with him being in denial that he thinks he's fine. He's fine. He can go back to work. Nothing's wrong with him. He's not upset. He's okay. And it's going to be a lot of that. He thinks he's fine, and then he maybe pushes himself a little bit too hard. And then he's going to get angry in a little bit. But basically, he's going to have to push himself to a point where he probably can't work anymore. I think that's going to be his major motivation, is he wants to keep working, and it's very important to him. And he's getting very frustrated. So I had him that he was going to be cast in a movie, and they recast it. They didn't think he could do it, so he's gonna be upset about that, and then probably have him sneak out, maybe go to a meeting, or and then people talk about it with him, he doesn't want to talk about it, or maybe you do both. He does something and he's trying to act in some way, maybe at an audition, or he sneaks out to film something and he pushes himself too hard and he hurts himself somehow and he's in pain or something like that. So basically he can't be in denial anymore that it is too much. So that's going to be the denial section. So that's going to be the next part. I haven't quite pieced out how it's going to work so far. So far they're just coming home from the hospital. So I think it'll be a little bit of like talking to his agent, a little bit of that. And then start kind of building up the media part of it where he watches it. Or it's on the news, or someone's asking him about it, or he's on Twitter. I haven't quite figured that out yet. So that'll be the next section. This is the part where I have to kind of, like, piece out where this character would be going. This is a bit more, like, read the character. So that's it for now. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.